NTP News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. Jimmy Kimmel returned to late-night television last night after a nearly week-long suspension. In an emotional monologue, he appeared close to tears and said he wasn't trying to joke about the killing of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. He also said that Erica Kirk forgiving the suspected gunman for killing her husband was a very beautiful moment.
That is an example we should follow. Yeah. If you believe in the teachings of Jesus, as I do, there it was. That's it. A selfless act of grace, forgiveness from a grieving widow. It touched me deeply.
The audio is courtesy of ABC's Jimmy Kimmel Live. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports activists say drones have targeted a flotilla bound for Gaza.
The Global Sumud Flotilla says it was attacked during the night by unidentified drones and communications jamming. It adds that at least 13 explosions were heard on and around several flotilla boats, while drones or aircraft dropped unidentified objects on at least 10 boats. The activists aim to break the Israeli blockade of Gaza. No casualties were reported, but the flotilla says there's damage to the vessels and widespread obstruction in communications. Sumud posted a brief video showing what appeared to be an explosion on or near one of the vessels. There's been no immediate response to questions regarding the attack from the Israeli military. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Co-founder of the Autism Science Foundation, Allison Singer, says President Trump's announcement on Tylenol causing autism does not match scientific research.
We have done dozens and dozens of studies looking at vaccines as the potential cause of autism. We've looked at MMR to see if children who received MMR vaccine had a higher rate of autism. There was no relationship.
This is AP News. An acclaimed beauty and movie star of the 1960s and 70s has died.
Italian actor Claudia Cardinale was considered Italy's answer to Brigitte Bardot. She expected to become a teacher, but a beauty contest win brought her to the Venice Film Festival, where she caught the attention of the Italian movie industry. One of her earliest roles was in the 1958 comedy classic Big Deal on Madonna Street. Cardinale starred in over 100 movies and worked with leading directors in Europe and Hollywood, like Federico Fellini in Eight and a Half.
Della storia che mi hai raccontato non ho capito quasi.
Sergio Leone in Once Upon a Time in the West.
The last man who told me that is buried out there.
And Richard Brooks in the 1966 film The Professionals. She gained praise in 1963 as the goddaughter of a prince in The Leopard opposite Burt Lancaster and played the princess whose prized jewel is targeted by David Niven in the original Pink Panther movie. Her agent says she died in Nemours, France at age 87. I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early! Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.